This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Jacob Manrix is a jazz musician, a composer. He performs, he's led groups, and now he has assembled a pretty remarkable brand new Jacob Manrix Orchestra, and he's writing a brand new show. So I'm about to introduce a person with a very busy, productive life.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you here.
My pleasure.
I heard there was a little exchange out in the green room about your name.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre. I don't know what my parents were thinking. They must have, I don't know what they were drinking that night or who knows.
Is there another Jacob in the world?
I don't think so. Yeah. But it's a strange one. So it's J-A-C-A-M. And the J-A comes from my mother's name, Jeanette. And the C-A-M comes from my father's name, Camilio. So it's Jacob.
Can you imagine them having that conversation? Well, let's put part of your name and my name together.
That's why I said I just have no idea what they were drinking that night. It must have been good.
And there's a mix in your background of cultures, yeah, countries, and musical
for
styles.
Sure.
Will you map it out a little bit?
For sure. So my parents were both immigrants to Australia. My mum's British and my father's from Sri Lanka. And though he was studying in the States, he went to Peabody Conservatory on the East Coast in Baltimore.
Okay.
And they both got gigs in a state orchestra in Brisbane, in my hometown. You know, and this is 70s, I guess, late 60s. So, you know, the orchestras were popping up all over the world. It was a big thing. Mm-hmm. Unlike today, where we're facing a lot of difficulty with arts funding and funding for,
right,
for state, or you see state orchestras being slashed. So they were lucky and they met in the orchestra and I guess fell in love and I'm the result of that.
And now you're taking on an orchestra. We've talked with you before. It's been either solo projects or small group projects. Let's start with just some sound from rehearsal. Thank you very much for recording some of this.
Sure.
We'll listen to a little bit of it. This is Cry, part one, and then we'll talk more.
Okay, sure.
That sounds like difficult music, and it isn't representative of the fact that you have 19 pieces. You have saxophones, trumpets, trombones, and then we were hearing the rhythm section.
Right, right. Yeah, so the rhythm section wasn't really in a traditional way. They weren't playing in a traditional way right there. This piece, Cry, which is based on a song I wrote and recorded in 2011 on my album Cloud Nine, also recorded on another album. It was just a song that I wrote. It was just a simple melody, and the theme is like, ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the beginning of the melody.
Mm. So that's what we heard the trumpet play.
That's what we just heard. Yeah, the trombones and the trumpet. Mm-hmm. They do that there. But there's also at the very end of the song, it's quite a long song. It's not your traditional jazz 32-bar song. I think it's like 50 bars or something. Like, I can't remember. At the end of the song, there's this bass lick that goes da-da-da-da, like that. And so it's a grouping of five. So what we were hearing then was that, but not orchestrated for the bass, but orchestrated for the piano and the guitar and I think the vibraphone.
This is a hard song for everybody to learn.
It's difficult. So it's in 5-4, but there's all sorts of polyrhythms happening. So there's 2/5, 3/5, 4/5 happens. So there's all this complexity that's happening in the music. It's a very orchestral style of jazz arrangement. It's less traditional. this particular piece?
We have a clip from the middle of the song, and I think this is a section that will sound a little more straightforward in its arrangement.
Yeah.
So again, this is Cry by Jacob Manrix and performed at rehearsal by the Jacob Manrix Orchestra. It's a lot to take on. And as I said, you already have a very busy life. Maybe with the story about your parents, that was part of the impetus to getting back around to an orchestra?
Definitely. The concept of a large ensemble orchestra or just many people collaborating in the field of the arts, I think, is of the utmost importance, especially in the times that we're living in now, that there's focus on trying to make something beautiful together. Something that, you know, a language, music is a language, and trying to make a language that can talk to people, that can let people escape from, you know, whatever troubles they have, and just create something beautiful to share with the world.
I'm looking at the list of musicians you've pulled together. Mm. Levi Sailua, Mike McMullen, you have Brandon Owl, Ben Koff, and how have you been able to find time with these people who are already busy, most of them in multiple bands and projects themselves?
Yeah, I guess I'm just super lucky because these guys, all of the guys in the band are people that I have, I love their playing and their musicianship. They're all wonderful musicians, many of whom have their own great projects, and I encourage you to check those out.
I think they wanted to play with you.
I hope so. Yeah, that's the idea, because I wanted to play with them. And, you know, in my 5 years of being in Sacramento, I've always wanted to try to get these musicians together in the same room and have some musical dialogue between us.
So everyone will be there at the debut of the Vanguard Jazz Series, correct?
Yeah, it's not the debut of the Vanguard Jazz Series. That's been going now for a couple years. The Vanguard Jazz Series, I started with Joe Gilman and
sure,
myself.
Sure, we've talked about that in past years, but
it's the debut of the Jacob Manrix Orchestra. Yeah.
And the date is October 13th. It is at 7 p.m. location.
At the Clara Auditorium downtown, Midtown. Yeah, it's on N and 24th, I believe.
So the doors will open at 6:30 and then at 7. How are you balancing life? How are you balancing a full life?
I'm doing okay. I've got an amazing wife and, you know, it really helps. And I've got an amazing group of friends too, you know, whether it's, hey, can you bring Lilia home from soccer, or, you know, can you pick Sydney up? And we're just very lucky. We've made some amazing friends here, and it feels like we've got our family here now.
Your specialty is saxophone, although maybe composing is becoming more the specialty. But let's listen to a clip called Nucleus, just a little bit of it, because it does start with a sax solo.
Thank you.
Jacob Manrix, where do you go when you're playing like that and you can just lose yourself a bit in it?
I go to my ears, try to go to my ears. And again, it's just all about communicating and trying to be in the moment. You're improvising, but you have developed, I've developed my language, which is, you know, a cumulative of all the music that I've listened to my whole life, classical music, jazz, taking from the greats, and developing my own language. And then just trying to, it's basically just like trying to speak, just like we're doing right now. You know, we're in this moment, we're having this moment together where we're talking to one another and communicating. And that's basically what I'm trying to do with the musicians and the audience. It makes such a difference when there's an audience there that are into the music.
You just gave me a great idea. Next time you come, bring the saxophone.
I will.
And I'll talk.
Okay.
But you play. You answer me with the sax, okay?
Well, yeah, that's a great idea.
We'll do that because I know that even if people don't hear the words, they'll know how the conversation is going.
Well, firstly, there's rhythm in everything and especially in speech. And there's also pitch. And we know that from recordings where great composers have transcribed speech and turned that into music.
So I know you'll be awesome, so I'll try to be really good that day, too.
Okay. I'm sure you will. You'll be very inspiring.
Jacob, it's always a treat to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Beth.
This is exciting, the debut of the Jacob Manrix Orchestra, October 13th, 7 o'clock at the Clara Auditorium in Midtown Sacramento. Good luck with this project.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited about it.
All right,
can't wait.
I'll see you next time with the sax.
Okay.
And that's Insight for today. By the way, stay at capradio.org for updates throughout the day about power outages, the weather, and the wildfire potential. Thanks for joining us today.